Does your company own rental properties in different states? Brace yourself. Your location alone might be burning through profits faster than you can fill a vacancy. I'm Lauren with Conservis, and this is Utility Wisdom, where your utility nerds share insights from the front lines of property management. Owning a rental property is a lot like driving a car. What you pay depends on where it is you're going. Take Texas, for example. Gas prices are cheap enough, but try filling up in California and suddenly you are paying a premium. Utility bills are just as location-driven. And for property owners and managers, it means understanding how location-specific factors can make or break the bottom line for your properties. So whether you're braving a summer in Arizona or dealing with a winter in Maine, it's more than just about weather. It's energy access, water availability, and even local energy regulations. Knowing those specifics will keep costs down and profits up. Let's start with where utility costs hit the hardest and where they don't. According to Forbes, here are some of the most affordable states for utilities. There's Utah, New Mexico, Idaho, Colorado, and Nevada, where bills average between $343 to $377 per month. But on the high end, places like Alaska, Hawaii, and Connecticut easily reach monthly averages of over $500 per month, pushing NOI downward. So what's going on here? In states with deregulated energy markets like Texas, you have the flexibility to shop around, potential savings on energy costs, etc. But in regulated markets like Alabama, you're locked into a single provider, keeping rates stable, but without much room for cost cutting. Understanding these types of markets is key to managing long-term costs in both new builds and existing portfolios. And then there's the difference that local energy sources make. Take Hawaii. 80% of its power comes from imported fossil fuels, leading to high monthly costs. Compared with Utah, where local hydro, solar, and wind energy keep costs affordable. For investors, it's a stark reminder to consider energy access when expanding into new regions. And water is no different. In California, water scarcity means higher monthly bills, averaging around $77. But in Wisconsin, where water is abundant, the average bill is just about $18. Drought conditions, especially in states like California, add risk and potential high price hikes for property owners, a factor that's critical for long-term planning. Finally, let's talk about the internet. In this day and age, access to reliable internet is as essential as water and electricity are. Most multifamily residents pay around $70 a month for it, regardless of where they live. Offering bulk internet options, though, does cut down costs for residents and boost property value. It's a smart play in today's digital world. And guess what? Onboard powered by Conservis is a great solution for managing bulk internet. So what's the big takeaway out of all of this? Wherever you're investing, knowing your location's specific profile is essential. Whether it's a high-cost state like Connecticut or a more affordable one like Utah, understanding local utility costs and regulations will help you stay profitable and keep your residents happy. That's it for today's Utility Wisdom. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe to more insights into property and utility management. I'm Lauren with Conservis, and I'll see you next time.